Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've got a bunch of thoughts on the Gerrit Cole signing right now with a guy who is 5 years away from going to Cooperstown. Amazing career, 19 years, 250 wins, six All-Stars. Generally thought as one of the best teammates. You've heard this so many players said about CC Sabathia. He's the greatest teammate I ever had. So you have the great statistical performance and the fact that everybody loves him. He's with us here because the Gerrit Cole signing and the parallels when he signed with the Yankees back in the day. Big man, what's happening, CC? How are you today?
Good. What's going on, fellas?
We are all good. We also haven't had you on since you retired, so congratulations in retirement, man. You had a hell of a 19 years in the big league, Cy Young, a World Series championship. How you feeling about the fact that you don't have to get ready for another season in about 5 months?
I'm feeling good. Like you said, I don't have to get ready for another season, man. It was getting hard, you know, that grind of the offseason. So, you know, as you get older in age, obviously you got to do more stuff off the field. So, yeah, it's good relaxing with the kids, you know, hanging out. Now I'm here at my daughter's basketball game, so it's just, you know, transitioning to dad life. I'm enjoying it a lot. I'm loving it.
Nice. You're going to do dad life for a little while, but then you're going to get bored. What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do with yourself now that you have all this free time?
Man, I have no idea. I want to travel a little bit. You know, I'm going to keep doing the podcast. You know, maybe some, you know, some TV stuff or, you know, talk some sports. I'm a huge sports fan, so I love all sports. So, you know, maybe get a chance to do that at some point. But just for right now, I just want to hang out, man, and travel a little bit and, you know, get a summer. I haven't had a summer off since 1997.
Wow.
I want like a summer vacation, like just to hang out with the family and stuff.
Yeah. No, that's nice. See, just like, you know, I know Tracy's trying to get your wife to come to Tokyo with us when I go over for the marathon. Come take a trip to Tokyo
with us.
Go run
the marathon.
No, don't run. Just come hang out with us.
No, I'm definitely not going to run. You know that. I can do stuff like that now. I'm trying to push Amber to start training so she can run with you. I'm trying to go.
See, You heard it here first. Hey, CeCe, now when you came to the Yankees in 09 and coming off of Cy Young, there was a humongous expectation for you, I think for the team. You know, in the context of Gerrit Cole, kind of following a similar path here to New York, hoping to bring a championship. It's been a while since the Yankees have won one. What's he going to face when he gets to New York in the locker room, but also from like a media perspective standpoint?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a huge deal. Obviously, I think, you know, I just remember the first morning I woke up after, you know, I agreed to the deal and it was all over the place and it was just the biggest news, and I wasn't used to that. So, you know, I know today he's probably just, like, thinking, like, man, what did I get myself into? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you sign with the Yankees, especially with that amount of money, it's going to be a huge story. So, you know, I think, you know, you just got to get adjusted, get ready to deal with this media. But I think once he gets here, he'll be fine. I mean, you know, the locker room's good. The clubhouse is great. These guys are the guys in the clubhouse are good. The team is good. You know, the organization's great. So I think, you know, having the big expectations of the big contract, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking until you actually get here and see, oh, I got Aaron Judge behind me. I got Gleyber Torres. I got some help to help me, you know, try to get to this championship. That's the ultimate goal every year.
Yeah, yeah. Talking to CC Sabathia. So obviously, CC, great experience with this. The one difference, CC, is that when you came over after the 08 season, you had Mark Teixeira with you. You had AJ Burnett. Mm-hmm. Now Burnett was good. He wasn't quite your quality, but Mark Teixeira was a you know, verified superstar. Not that you can hide. You're still 60 feet 6 inches away, and you're a big man. You're not going to – you can't hide. I get that. But you had some other guys to kind of ease into with. If the Yankees don't make another big move, and I personally don't think that they will the pressure be even more amplified because it's just Cole coming by himself?
No, I don't think so because, you know, I think when I came in, we needed to add Tech. We needed to add, you know, Swish, AJ. This team that you're looking at now, this 2019 New York Yankees team, is basically a comes in, does his thing, and the rest of these guys stay healthy, we're looking at a championship in 2020 for the Yankees, I think.
Oh, sing it. We'll be back at City Hall like we were in 2009 with Jay-Z, and you were up on that stage. I was there. It was incredible, man.
Is he performing again?
Hey, you know, here's the thing, though. Like, I look at, and I think a lot of people have this wrong, CeCe, when, and I've heard this a lot on the radio driving in today, and I've heard it really for really since the season ended. Well, the bullpen failed the Yankees, and okay, whatever. Yeah, I know a couple of guys got touched up. I get that. But my thought, CeCe, was that since the Yankees didn't have, and Tanaka's really good, I understand that. He's got a big heart, but he's not going 8 2/3 and 120 pitches and striking out 13. He's just not doing that. So I think the Yankees bullpen, they just got a book on them. They saw them too much. So I think that's even more reason why you needed somebody like Gerrit Cole, so the bullpen could go back to being the bullpen, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, you're adding somebody like Cole and getting Monty back, getting my old butt out of there, you get some more innings throughout the season to help these guys stay fresh. You know, yeah, what I mean? It's a long season, and, you know, you get these guys a little overexposed during, you know, the middle of the summer. It gets tough to get out in October. So, you know, just adding that stable piece and having Seve come too. We didn't have Seve last year, you know. Mm-hmm. So having Seve for, you know, 30 starts, hopefully, you know, adding Cole, having Monty, you know, having Tanaka. I mean, I know, you know, everybody says, you know, he's not whatever or whatever, but for me, Tanaka is the guy.
Yeah.
If there's one game to be pitched, I want him on the mound.
Yeah.
You know, I played with him the last whatever, however many years, and just watched how he's battled, and every time we need a big out, a big game or whatever, he's there. So, you know, he's definitely one of the guys for me. So I think just adding, you know, Cole and lengthening out the rotation is definitely going to help the bullpen and help them get out come October.
You know, last year, CeCe, really the last couple of years, the offseason signings were slow coming, and it felt like, man, what the heck is wrong with Major League Baseball? It's changed this year. Strasburg signed. Obviously, Gerrit Cole just signed as well. But other than those stories, which are big stories around Major League Baseball, the biggest story is the Astros and this whole sign-stealing thing that went on last year. What, from a player standpoint, and obviously you guys played against them, what's your take on that?
Yeah, it's a weird thing, man. It's like I said, I mean, I said this before, sometimes I wake up and it's one of those things where I don't care about it. You know, we lost, it is what it is. You can't go back and play the game. And then sometimes I read some of these reports where the technology that they were using is like, it's crazy, man. Like, if they were getting buzzers and they had monitors downstairs and all kind of crap, it's, you know, it gets a little tricky. But, you know, losing to them, you know, two out of the last 3 years was tough. And, you know, we just have to wait and see what more facts come out. And,
yeah,
you know, we have to form a, you know, a better opinion then. But, you know, right now it's just kind of up in the air, just waiting to see if, you know, more facts come out, if they can actually prove what, you know, all these allegations or anything. But, man, it's just crazy because, you know, sign stealing and getting a sign from second base is something that goes on in baseball.
Yep.
But not to the extent of, you know, what they're getting accused of.
You know, I never played baseball. I mean, I did, but I stopped when I was, I don't know, 12, 14, 13 years old or something like that. So for the lay people out there that are listening to this, what advantage, how big of an advantage, because I know it's an advantage, but how big of an advantage is it if, say, Jose Altuve knows that a high fastball is coming? How big of an advantage is that for him?
Yeah, that's – I mean, especially to a guy like that. Like, the guy's the MVP.
You, yeah,
know what I mean? So if he knows what's coming, you pretty much got no chance out there on the mound. And, yeah, I mean, if you got a whole team that knows what's coming, they're going to put some good at-bats on you. It's not necessarily, you know, hitting home runs or doubles or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just taking the pitches that they're supposed to swing at. You know, the ball's in the dirt, getting some weak contact, you know, it grinds the starter and it makes, yep, them, you know, throw more pitches, get them out of the game quicker, and you get to the bullpen.
Correct. And that's what so many people lose sight of. We're talking to the great CeCe Sabathia, hanging with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Listen, I'm with you. If the catcher's a little sloppy and his shin guard's kind of open and, mm-hmm, I can decipher what's being thrown, that's on him. If I'm at second base and I can seal it, I can, you know, get something to the hitter, my arm is out or down, that's fine. When it's that sophisticated, that choreographed, CeCe, I think I'm more angry than you are. I said this the next day, and I didn't even play for the Yankees. I think this is Rob Manfred's most pivotal moment as commissioner. He's got to prove that he's got a backbone, and if this is proven out, and I believe that it will be, then AJ Hinch has to be suspended. The GM's got to get bounced. Like, I think that this must be, they must hit this as hard as they've hit even the steroid era. They have to send a message here.
No, I mean, if this gets proven out that if it was to that extent and whatever, you know, all the allegations, I mean, I think you do, because what, you know, with all the technology that we have now, I mean, what deters another team from doing it? You know what I'm saying? If the suspension or the penalty's not stiff.
Yeah.
I think if it does come out that they can prove all of this stuff, yeah, I think it should be some hefty penalties for sure.
You got to drop the hammer. Let me ask you something about Aaron Boone. Every Yankee manager goes through this. Billy Martin went through this. It died down a little bit with Joe Torre because he won so much, and then it eventually got cranked up at the end. Same with Joe Girardi. You know, listen, Aaron Boone's won a lot of regular season games, 100 back-to-back. Now the pressure really starts, and now he's expected to win a World Series in the next year or two. I know you know him well. He seems like he's built to handle the noise, but take us inside of Aaron Boone's mind. What don't we know about Aaron Boone that really reinforces he's the guy to win a World Series?
I really can't take you inside his mind, but I mean, I know he's a guy that played here, obviously, you know, hitting a big homer and, you know, being able to handle playing here, I think, you know, enables you to be able to be the manager here. I think it was pressure from day one for us to win the World Series. So I think, you know, he's done a great job, you know, coming in here with a team that was, you know, pretty much set and ready to get deep into the playoffs. And, you know, I thought he should have been manager of the year this year. You know, we had so many injuries this year.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable, the guys that were going down. And, I mean, you know, Everybody.
Andujar.
Everybody that went down. Yeah. And we still managed to, you know, win 100 games, win a division. So I think that's all him, you know, and I think he don't get enough credit. You know, I think people, you know, are quick to say, oh, he won 100 games 2 years in a row. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
You can't discredit that. You know what I'm saying? So I think people need to give Boone a little longer leash. But, I mean, he's a great manager, and I think he's right there. They're right on the cusp. Of winning the World Series. I think they get it done in the next couple of years, hopefully.
All right, CeCe. Now, a guy that you know well who just got a new managerial job is Joe Girardi down in Philly. It's an interesting situation down there. I think there were high expectations. Bryce Harper kind of underperformed, but he turned it around. He ended up hitting 33 or 4 home runs last year, but didn't feel like he lived up to the number. What's Girardi got to deal with down there in Philadelphia with that cast that's supposed to win World Series, but last year they didn't even make it to the postseason?
No, I think Joe is great for you know, he can manage superstars. You know what I mean? He had Jeter, A-Rod, you know, Sato, Tech, you know what I mean? So he can deal with, you know, the expectations of, you know, the city and the team and the organization supposed to win the World Series. And I think he'll do a good job of it. He's got Rob Thompson down there, who was the bench coach with him here. So I think they'll change the culture. Joe does a great job of including everybody in the organization. You know, he likes to bring the players' families in. There's a lot of kids in the clubhouse all the time. So that always makes it loose around the field, and it changes kind of the team's perspective.
Yeah.
And just lets you go out and play loose. So I think he'll do a good job down there. Obviously, he's got the talent. You know, getting Didi, you know, it's going to be huge. I think he's going to do a good job.
Were you surprised Didi ended up there?
No, not really. I mean, them, you know, not offering the qualifying offer, and then, you know, so I kind of figured that he would, you know, go somewhere. And, you know, him and Joe having that relationship, you know, I figured, you know, that would be a good landing spot for him.
Hey, by the way, what the heck happened to the Raiders the last couple of weeks, man? What's going on?
Oh, man. You know what? That's what the Raiders do, right? When you expect them to win. And you know what? I went out to that game, the Jets game.
You did? Oh, yeah, you did. Okay. All right.
I was hyped. I was, you know, I brought the whole family. I had 18 tickets. We go out there. I left at halftime. Unbelievable.
We destroyed you.
It's my whole life. That's being a Raider fan my whole life.
See, that's
it's like when they get to the expectations where they're supposed to be good,
yeah,
supposed to win a game,
yeah,
get to the playoffs, then they let me down.
You think Derek Carr's the guy moving forward as they go to Vegas, or are you not sure?
No, I'm not sure, man. I think we may need to draft a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
What
yeah.
do you guys think?
I think that's for sure.
Take.
No, that's for sure, TC. You guys need to draft a guy. Even if Derek Carr is going to be there for a year, you got to draft a guy.
I don't disagree.
To put some pressure on him. By the way, he was just getting – they're just getting you ready for Vegas, you know? CC is going to bring 18
–
No, you're bringing 18 people. You're going to spend, I don't know, a couple thousand bucks. A
couple of thousand. Yeah, right? and then
when you're in Vegas, you're going to waste it, you know? So that's just what you did. You just did it a year early. It's all good.
He could have gone to the track across the street and bet a few horses and lost them quicker.
Exactly.
All right, man. Listen, we know you're watching your daughter play hoops. Thank you so much, CeCe, for carving out what was a really interesting 18 minutes. Congrats. I know your boys with Teak, so you guys talk all the time. But congrats again on a phenomenal career, a class act, a big-time performer. I miss watching you play, but I know we'll be talking down the road. Thanks a lot, man.
Indeed. Be good, CeCe.
All right, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Okay, CeCe Sabathia.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.